The Gospel today tells us, Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 12, versicles 39 and onward, Jesus said to his disciples, "You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known on what hour the burglar would come, he would not have let anyone break through the wall of his house." I think the message is very clear. The Lord is telling us that we have to be always vigilant. "You too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." And the Lord continues saying, "What sort of steward then is faithful and wise enough for the master to place him over his household?" Steward. You and I are steward. What is steward? It's a person who does not own what he has in his hands. Somehow we do not own ourselves. We belong to God. We are not here for our own sake, but for God, because He created us. We did not create ourselves. Is my life facing God? Do I realize that whether I like it or not, I am a steward of my life, but also of the things that the Lord has placed around me? Persons, wealth, opportunities. I'm the steward. I have to do my best to direct them to God. Yes, persons. Do I do my best to get them closer to their happiness, which is God? This is apostolate. The goods around me that I possess, do I realize I possess them in stewardship, that I have redirected them in order to be useful to God, to the others, to myself also, of course, to my family? The opportunities, do I keep my eyes open to see what I can do at this moment? What the Lord is telling me, what the Holy Spirit is inspiring me to do. What sort of steward then am I? Because the Lord is bent on giving me the great reward, the allowance of food at the proper time. So, this passage of the Gospel defines how the attitude of a Christian should be, the attitude of a son of God, a child of God. Also, that we do not know the time, the exact time of our departure. So that's why we have to have our eyes open. Watch, because you do not know the day or the time. We do not know if he will come early in the morning, at noon, or in the evening. The Lord may ask us a statement of account, a report of our stewardship at any time, any day. This uncertainty of the exact moment should urge us to live as true children of God, as steward, exerting vigilance in the great things and the small things. Finishing them well. Do I apply myself to these little things. Don't think that they're disconnected with God. No, your work, whatever you do at home, the office, in the clinic, your work is important to God. That's why you have to work with this idea in mind, that you sanctify yourself by doing these apparently insignificant things. Even if you already retire, even if your work is to stay home, even so. As if it were the last day of our life, today. Imagine that you are told, okay, so that's it. How would you live this day, today? Well, apply yourself to it. The Lord should find us with a vigilant love. That's it. Vigilant love. It's love, but a love that leads you to be in touch with Him. And then looking at the world around you, because you are the steward, trying to do your best to bring everything to the foot of the cross of Christ. This way, you will be that servant whom your master will find you ready, watching, vigilant, and you will receive the great reward, which is God Himself. Thus, we have to fulfill the little duty of each moment. We had to be always attentive to the love of God, because time is short. The Lord is not asking you to do, you know, amazing things like to swim upward the Niagara Falls. I don't know if this is possible. No, no, He's not asking you to do an amazing feat. No, He's asking you today to do the little things you know you have to do. Vigilant, with a spirit of sacrifice, in love, ultimately. Your love will be manifested in these little things. In these little things, be sure of it. Considering that the Lord may come anytime. A fight, a little fight every day. This is what the Lord is asking from you. But each time, going deeper, each time with more love. We have to overcome ourselves. Because in this race, which is our life, in this sports competition, the only goal is arriving to the glory of heaven, to the eternal happiness with God our Father. And if you do not reach heaven, your existence would have been useless, wasted, good for nothing. There is no intermediate position. Sorry, it's God. Person who keeps on observing the wind. He cannot plant the seed. A person who is attentive to the clouds, he will never apply himself to the harvest. These are words of the scripture. Meaning, if you look upward to the sky and this and that, of course you are not working, you are wasting your time. These words of the scripture should be for us an invitation to fulfill the little duty of every moment, without delaying it, thinking that anyhow I'll have a better opportunity later on. Mayana lang. It will be better later on. No, my friend, it's my time to do this, I do it. It's my time to. Am I hurt? I smile. All of us have that certain tendency to delay, to put it for later, waiting for a better occasion, to take God seriously. We forge projects which we know we will never accomplish because we don't want to. Mañana, tomorrow, bukas, mamaya. Saint Jose Maria says, sometimes it's prudence. Yes, could be. Very, very often is the adverb of those who consider themselves already vanquished, defeated. What do you think the 12 apostles would have done if they had waited for a better occasion to preach? Now with the Romans it's going to be difficult. Let's say if the empire collapses. Well, there would be still now in Palestine. Let's wait until we have better circumstances, we have enough money. The apostle would have died waiting, and never had any opportunity, and they would have died with their hands empty. Look at your hands now. Look at your hands. What can you offer to God? Perhaps you are thinking, not much. Don't worry. If you don't have much to offer, offer what is little today. Yes, what is little. God is your Father, not your supervisor. He's your Father. And He smiles at the gesture, not at the value of the thing. That you are like a little child offering just little things. Well, offer that. He is your Father. He will smile at you. But don't keep your hands empty. We Christians, when we consider how short our life is, we should decide, therefore, to make better use of our time. But never to be afraid of our Lord, of course not. Much less to look at death as a disastrous end. No. Death is a joyful celebration in paradise. Don't be afraid. God is your Father. God is expecting from you even the little things that you can offer. Time is short, St. Paul says. Let's continue fighting with generosity. Let's feel invited by our Father God, invited to be loyal in the little things of your life, in offering them, in doing them the best you can. Yes, it's true. Time is short. Time to love. Because we have to devote our time to love. To love these things that are lovable. How many people love, but they try to love things that are unlovable. Time is short to give ourselves totally. Time is short to atone for our sins. So therefore, don't waste your time. Don't throw it through the window. It's a treasure that God has given you, an opportunity to work for Him, to work for yourself, to build your happiness. Don't waste your time. God has left it in your hands because He trusts you. Now is the time, today, to wait for the arrival of the Lord as a faithful and prudent servant. Think of our Mother the Virgin. how she would have been waiting for the time, going through so much suffering, but at the same time, faithful every day, every little occasion was the time for Our Lady to say, I adore you, Lord. Every day was a time for her to say, thank you, God. Every day was an occasion for her to say, I'm sorry for the sins of my children, because she did not have any child. Sorry, she had all of us, actually, and Jesus Christ himself. But every day for her was a time for petition for her children, for all of us. She still continues. She has not stopped, eh? So place yourself under her protection.